Grand, who had 35 tonight. The most since Keith Van Horn put up 40 on TCU in 97, who's with us right now. Cedric Bearfield said it's one of those good news, bad news nights. Good news was you were in a bit of a zone. Bad news was your team came up a little short. What happened?
I think just it came down to the little things. I can remember in my head, missed box outs, defensive assignments that weren't covered. And, you know, it just came down to those little things, and it was a really close game down the stretch, so we just got to pay attention to details and pay attention to matchups.
It said you guys were down by three at the half, and USF was 7-for-14 from the three-point line at the time. What did you guys talk about at the half?
We said that we had to defend the three-point line better. We also said that they wouldn't keep making shots, and they weren't going to keep the streak that they had, so we had to rebound and be ready to convert on the offensive end.
You knew they were going to make threes, but you didn't know you were going to turn it over 21 times. What do you guys have to do better with the bat? This has kind of become a little bit of a trend for you guys, a lot of turnovers and a lot of unforced turnovers.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of speed on our team, and I think it just comes down to being more composed and trusting what the coaches have for us with the offense and just trying to make simple plays and execute.
What was the coach's message to you guys after the game?
We can't hang our heads. You know, we have to learn from what we from this game and just move forward and stay positive.
Did you feel like you committed a charge or not?
I didn't think it was a charge. I didn't think he was in a legal defensive position, but you know, I guess the ref thought otherwise. I feel like it was a little bit of a weird call, but I didn't think it was a charge.
Feel like you guys can bounce back tomorrow night?
For sure. We just, if we don't hold our heads, we just will come back tomorrow stronger because we'll be able to learn from our mistakes.
All right, Sid, go ice that arm up. Keep that thing ready to go for tomorrow night.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Cedric Bearfield with us here on the postgame show tonight after a 35-point performance. Best by a Ute since Keith Van Horn in 1997.